When someone tries to change something that scares them, it means they want to change the situation. It means they're not willing to live with that fear anymore. Sometimes things that have been within our being all our lives require a lot of time for them to leave. We have to have patience and not become weary. A lot of the times, effort, even if it's not enough, is a lot more important than just sitting in a corner and just staring at the fear. All of us are afraid of something. Sometimes we know and we understand what the thing is, but sometimes we don't know what it is until we're confronted with it. What is it that fear does to us that we don't want it? But it's always with us. The fear of losing the things we love, the fear of being in an unfamiliar place. I mean, does fear come from not knowing? Then why is it that in the dark we're afraid of a room that's our own and we live in every day? What does the dark have that it can make a familiar place so unfamiliar for us? How is it that an elephant, as big as it is afraid of a mouse?
Shari, darling, is that you?
Hello, Dad.
Why did you come home so late, darling?
Mouse's car broke down, so we were delayed a little bit. Good night, Dad.
What did you throw in your room?
Huh? It was my books.
Your books? They got torn up.
No, they're high quality. That's right.
Well, so what happened? Did Mouse and them leave?
Well, yeah, they all left. Her mum and her dad and her brother and them. Good night, Dad.
Shari, what happened, darling?
Nothing, Dad. Nothing happened. I just twisted my ankle a little bit. Ouch!
Are you all right now? Do you need any help?
Dad, it's nothing. I'm fine.
Why don't you open the door so I can come and take a look at it?
I'm fine. Go ahead and go to sleep.
You want me to tell Fazal to come take a look at it so he can finally be of some use?
No, I'm fine. I'm just getting ready to go to sleep.
All right. Just don't forget.
What?
That in this house, no one has the right to have a bad dream.
All right, sure.
Good night.
I shouldn't have a bad dream. I'm not even going to get any sleep. Look at the mess I'm in. Shaboon. 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 Shaboon, sir. Shaboon. Where did you go?
Didn't they say why the conference was cancelled? What thought this people? What about all those people that conducted research and wrote articles about everything?
What can I say? When nothing is in its own place, then this is what happens. When people don't have any value to them, then they'll find someone else to put in my place. Now, it's better if we don't think about it. It just doesn't help to think about it at all.
Yeah.
You know, we'll keep getting upset, and then we'll be in a bad mood.
If I were you, I'd file a complaint.
Hmm? File a complaint about what? It's not going to get anywhere. They'll just give you the runaround for a while, and then you'll be back where you started. I think your mom's seen another cat.
Maybe a mouse.
Maybe a sheep.
Maybe a goat.
Goodbye. When my mom gets scared, it means a creature besides a human being, a dog, a cat, a sheep, a pigeon. She's afraid of any animal you can think of. And we keep telling her, Mother dear, some people are even more dangerous than a hungry lion. At least a lion only attacks when it's hungry. But some people are always a hungry lion. Even when they're full.
Drink it. But I think you made a mistake.
What's that mean? You mean I'm delusional?
No, Mother dear, not delusional. But for example, maybe a white piece of cloth or a white sock or something. Like that. You were mistaken.
Was it white? Was it black? Was it... No, it wasn't a piece of cloth. It was a mouse. Oh, I'm sure it was a mouse. It was a big mouse.
A big mouse? What would a big mouse be doing in this house? Now maybe it was a little white mouse. On my life, Mother, I didn't see it.
Did you see it? You saw it. Tell me the truth now.
I didn't see it, I swear, Mother.
I saw it myself.
Calm down. Calm down.
Mother.
If you didn't see it, how do you know it was white?
Mother, so what if it's a mouse? What's the big deal?
Mother, come here a second.
Is it going to eat you?
Mother, 1 second.
Mother, just breathe. Just breathe.
Mother. You see, she's about to faint and you keep saying it. Sit her down so she can calm down.
Oh, my.
Here, have some sugar water.
Oh, my. This isn't even sweet. You should have at least put a couple of sugar cubes in it.
A bunch of sugar in it. It hasn't dissolved.
Call them to come and fumigate the house.
Fumigating is for cockroaches and ants, ma'am, not
what
mice.
What difference does it make? Mice are vermin.
Fumigating is for insects. They catch vermin. Anyhow, a mouse isn't going to be caught so easily.
Oh, forget about it. I'll call them myself. Go and bring me the old newspaper.
I didn't buy your newspaper.
You think I want to read the news? Even if it's old, it's fine. Don't the want ads have any fumigation companies in them?
But, Mother... A little mouse doesn't require fumigation. How can you have the heart to see a mouse lying in a corner, poisoned and dying?
First of all, it wasn't little, it was big. Secondly, even if it's little, it'll have children and then we'll have to leave our home.
But one mouse can't have any children on its own. You think it's an earthworm?
How do you know it was only one? I just saw one of them.
I, for one, say it's nothing, and even if it is, it's just the one.
You saw something and you're not telling me. I know you.
If I had seen it, I would have caught it. Come here, come here.
Where did you see the mouse?
I said I didn't see it, and you're asking me where I saw it.
Look at me. You're lying. It's obvious you're lying.
I already knew that. He said you can't fumigate for a mouse. You have to poison it.
You see, I told you. If the NGOs that protect animals find out that you wanted to commit
a
murder...
Forget about the NGOs. If they're upset, they can come and take it and keep it in their own houses. They're the cause of all our suffering. In any case, when have there ever been so many animals in homes?
Mother!
Come here. So where? Where did you see it?
I didn't see it.
Shadi?
I saw it.
Where?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I brought it myself.
What?
What's going on?
Nothing. Shadi said something bad.
What did she say? Shadi, what did you say to your
sister? I didn't say anything,
Mother. You have to show respect for your sister. Hello? Hello? Hi, how are you, sir? Excuse me, is this the department that deals with vermin?
Yes. No, it's the next button above. No, they're not here right now. I mean, they're here. You have a letter for them. I'll be right down.
Who was it?
A letter has come for Farzad.
Oh.
What are you saying, sir? I have to find it. Then what are you supposed to do? Come here and watch and see what I'm doing? Well, if I was able to catch it, then I would have caught it and killed it by now. Hello? Hello? So rude. He hung up. We must catch it and then they'll come.
I told you to forget about it, Mum.
Mother, a letter has come for Farzad. I'm going to go and get it. You brought a mouse in the house.
It's not a mouse.
Then what is it?
Marcia and them went on a trip and she asked me to keep her hamster for a few days.
Oh, and you brought it and let it loose?
No, it was in a cage. I put it in my room, then Dad called me and I went to see what Dad wanted. Then when I went back, I saw the cage door was open and the hamster was gone. You wouldn't believe how much I've been looking for it since last night. But just my luck, Mum's seen it 3 times since this morning. Shiva, can you help me? Can you help me and take Mum out for a few hours so I can find Shaboon?
So you can find who?
Shaboon. Marcia has named it Shaboon.
I think if you go now, you'll find out.
Shiva, I'm going to sleep. I have a lot of patients tomorrow. Good night.
Farzad, come here a minute. I need to talk to you. Come and sit down.
It's just the way that you're acting, it makes me think I've done something wrong.
Oh, have you done something?
No. I haven't done anything. I said the way you're looking at me, it makes me think that I've done something and I don't know what it even is.
Yes, are you scared?
Well, yes, I am. You can't see the way that you're looking at me.
Farzad, where did you go?
Nothing. You took the kids and put them to sleep. And then you're sitting here and telling me to sit down because you want to talk to me. What is it, Shiva?
What is this?
Let me see it. What is it? Is it an envelope?
Yes, it looks like an envelope. Look, they sent this from the office of the conference. The man who brought it said he hadn't heard anything about the conference being cancelled. He just said it had been moved. So tell me what this is.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it's been moved to Kish. Look, I didn't tell you. Because my article, it was rejected. You see,
yes.
I thought you'd get upset, so naturally I didn't tell you at all. And then I...
Look. Yes. Well, look, Farzad, I went and looked at the website. They've written down the time you're supposed to give a speech.
Look, Shiva, I don't know what to say. The truth of the matter is that it was supposed to be in Isfahan, and I figured I would go in my car. But then they said the location had been changed to Kish, and I'd have to take an aeroplane.
You really don't want to miss the conference, do you?
No, I don't want to, but I can't do it, you know? I'm going to miss it. Believe me, I can't do it.
Farzad, but you're always talking about the fact that a person has to identify their weak points and they have to overcome their weaknesses.
Yes, but when I think about it, well, I can't overcome it.
Well, you're not supposed to think, you have to confront
it. That's just it. When I think about having to confront it, I can't do it.
You really don't even want to try.
No. Yes. I'll try as hard as I can. But look, this is something, it's a feeling. I don't know. Shiva, when I think about sitting in an aeroplane up in the sky and then they say because of a mechanical problem we have to put on our seatbelt, and then I'm just sitting there and waiting to crash into the ground. It's just that I can't do it. I'm so scared and so nervous.
It makes my heart stop.
I can't even breathe.
All right, just hold on for a second. Look, based on the statistics, the probability of dying on an aeroplane is 1 in 20,000. Compared to driving, the probability of dying while driving on the street is 1 in 100. What does that mean? It means it's 200 times more likely for us to die in our car on the street as opposed to dying in an aeroplane.
Yes, I know.
Well?
I know that, but look, it's not got anything to do with death. I'm not afraid of dying. This is a fear. It's a feeling that has nothing to do with the numbers and statistics. Man, in the entire world, there are lots of people that are afraid of flying. They just don't go and sit in an aeroplane, do they? They don't do it.
I want you to sit in an aeroplane. I want you to not be afraid. All right? It's important to me. Please.
Sure. I'll try my best, okay?
We still don't know what the occasion is for this lunch, so Shiva, if anyone in this house says they're afraid of something, you invite us over for lunch. Starting tomorrow, all these lazy bums will stop being afraid of something.
Father, if anyone stops being afraid of something they were scared of in the past, I'll host a party.
But parties are usually for dinner. I don't know why you did it for lunch.
Actually, in the old days, all the parties were for lunch.
Anyway, Mother, Farzad isn't here tonight. The entire reason for this lunch party is because of the decision that Farzad made. Mother dear, you should learn from your son-in-law.
Oh, that's different. Is an aeroplane something to be afraid of?
It makes no difference, Mother dear. They call all of them phobias.
Phobia? What's a phobia?
It's the psychological term for it.
Oh, I thought it was a type of tumor.
Mother, I searched on the internet and found some ways of confronting fears and things. Now, after lunch, I'll give it to you. And if you do it, then never mind a mouse, you won't even be afraid of a tiger.
But how?
Nothing, it's simple. There's nothing to it. Just like what Farzad has done, you have to confront it.
But what way is that? When I see it, I get scared, and then I have to confront it.
Well, it's a phobia, Map. The way it's named, it kind of makes you like it. Doctor, you also have a phobia, isn't that right?
Everyone does. They just don't show it.
When Farzad comes back, I'm going to treat everyone to a dinner.
Hey, brave doctor, don't forget the souvenirs.
I really wish Shadi were here.
I'm taking some food for her.
She never opens her books until it's lunchtime, and then she says she has to study. Doctor, fear of flying is a type of phobia, isn't it?
Did you find it?
No, it's vanished into thin air.
Here, I brought some food. What a story it's become.
Shiva, I don't know what to do. I searched through all the cabinets, under the stove, behind the fridge, behind the washing machine. I turned over all of Mother's paintings, but it's nowhere to be found. But then Mum sees it every 10 minutes and screams.
Don't worry about it. Just keep searching, but look, don't make a mess of the house. Mum will get suspicious. Dad and them are just about to eat lunch. While they eat lunch, you've got time, right?
All right.
Don't worry.
Shaboon. Shaboon. Come have some korma sabzi. Shaboon.
What happened? Did he go?
Hello. Well, yes, hello. I stood there and he went to the gate. I came back.
Oh, you didn't wait for the plane to take off?
You can't see the airstrip from inside the airport to see if the airplane has taken off or not.
You're right. Did you see him get on the plane? Oh, you can't see it from inside the airport.
He'll be back the day after tomorrow. I'll go and pick him up myself. Goodbye.
Thank you very much, but I'll pick him up myself.
I'll come. I made plans with him. I'll go.
No, I want to go myself. I want to buy flowers and welcome him.
You want to buy flowers?
Yes.
You want to go in front of his colleagues and embarrass him? Put one of those rings of flowers around his neck? Why don't you put up a banner? Man, it looks bad for a grown
what
man.
What bad? I want to go and welcome my husband. What's wrong with that?
Whatever you prefer. But as a man, it makes me feel offended.
No way Sharam is different from you. Do you think he's arrived yet?
When he gets there, he'll call. There's nothing to worry about.
It's him. Hello? Hi? I'm fine. Are you well? Are you there? Well, that's great. Thank goodness. And how's the weather?
Yes. No, it wasn't bad, but well... Look, I was so scared, I was drenched in sweat. At Kish Airport, I went into the bathroom and changed my shirt. The weather, I mean, it's really humid. No, they just came to get me and take me to the hotel.
Light number 738 from Avas to Kish has just landed.
Look, if you see that my cell phone's turned off, it's because when we take part in the meetings, we all turn off our phones.
Flight number 738.
Whenever I have a chance, I'll give you a call myself.
Has just landed. Please go.
Kiss the children for me and take care of yourself. Goodbye. Goodbye. Why are you doing that, huh? See if you can do something so she finds out.
Look, I'm creating the atmosphere. Ambiance. Anyhow, you think she won't find out?
No. If you don't do something for her to find out, then how will she know?
You're really unfair. I said all of those lies down there because of you. I played a role. Look, if this is given away, I'll be the first person that Sheba kills. She'll kill me.
Ooh, he's making such a big deal about it, as though he smuggled me across the border. I mean, it's just Kish. Anyway, can you go and buy some things as souvenirs that I can take back for them tomorrow?
Like what, for example?
I don't know. I'll come up with a list tonight. It won't be a lot.
Oh, but if she finds out...
Oh, man, you just go ahead and keep trying to scare me, don't you?
Here. Here's your dinner. I bought chips for you, too. I'm going downstairs. My mom's made korem sabzi. It'll be bad if I don't go.
I hope you choke on it.
By the way, Sheba said she's coming to the airport to welcome you back.
Oh? What? What? She wants to go to the airport? Didn't you tell her you'd made plans with me?
Yeah, but when I told her you'd taken up, she was so happy that she wanted to bring you flowers and welcome you back when you came back.
Practice, 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 Mother dear. That's the only way.
My mother's always been able to. Even when no one else was able to, my mum could do it.
Yes, not just anyone has the courage to change their habits like this.
No one else besides my mother.
Mum, I truly congratulate you. The fact that at your age you started painting, it means you have courage. A mouse is nothing to you.
How old do you think I am?
No, that's not what I meant, Mum. I've wanted to write for 100 years, but I didn't dare. Mummy, I made a mistake.
You've
Come on, Mother,
said
please.
It.
Mother, forgive me. I love
mother,
you so much.
Mother.
I'm sorry.
No, you've already
Come
ruined
on,
it.
Mother.
Oh, mother.
What took you so long? I've been waiting for you to come back.
Buying these things and bringing them here was one thing. But bringing them all the way up the stairs was 100 times worse.
Oh? How come?
Nothing. If Sheba had opened the door and seen me and asked me what these things are for...
Well, you could have said you bought them for Sepide.
During all the time that I was married to Sepide, I didn't buy her half this much. And then I should say after getting divorced, I went and bought all these things for her.
Thank you very much. If it's no trouble, put them next to the suitcase.
Hope you're having a good time.
Yes, it's really great. Oh, by the way, did you buy doog?
No, I got yogurt.
Oh, come on. Don't you know that I really like carbonated doog?
Your blood pressure might drop. Listen, have you thought about when you come back from Kish tomorrow? Sheba, the airport? What's the plan?
Oh. I completely forgot. Sharam, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do? What are you going to do? It's got nothing to do with me.
Come on, let me wash the dishes.
No,
I'll wash
don't take the trouble.
Stop acting
man,
so
and
silly.
Watch your movie.
Give it here, man. Give it here.
But, man, the floor is dirty too.
I'll mop it. You just tell me what we should do, okay?
Look, exactly what I said. You'll put those things in your suitcase, then get a taxi and go to the airport, and you'll hide yourself there until Shiva comes. When Shiva comes, then you'll jump out right in front of her, tired from the trip and fear from the flight and all that. And by the way, Farzad, you need to have a little tan.
Oh, I need a tan?
Well, yes. You can't go to Kish and come back all pale and white. You've been eating and sleeping there for 2 days, and you're paler than before.
You call this pale? Am I pale? I've got some colour. Now forget about all of that. If my colleagues show up tomorrow at the same time, then what on earth am I going to do?
That'll just be really bad luck. Get busy with your hands. Don't waste the water. And give me my slippers.
Those friends thou hast, and their adoption tried, clap them to thy soul with hoops of steel, but do not dull thy palm with entertainment of each new hatched.
Sharam, ever since last night, I haven't been able to eat or sleep. We need to think of something for tomorrow.
I can't think of anything right now.
Okay, then do one thing. Go
hold
and
on,
talk to Shiva.
This is the scene with the gravedigger. It's really nice.
It's in the memory locked. And you yourself keep the key of it.
Love can overcome anything. Love gives a person motivation. If your husband's done such a thing, it's only because he's in love with you. Because of you, he confronted his fear. It's really great that it still exists.
Farzad really loves me a lot. He sacrificed a lot of things in order to show it to me. The last one was the hardest one of all for him. An old fear that never lets you go and is always with you. Sometimes we have to stand up for ourselves and we have to want to get past the things that bother us, regardless of what the reason for it is, regardless of what the way to do it is. What's important is to help ourselves. And this is something that my mom has to do.
What's wrong with you? Why are you panting?
What's wrong with you? I'm scared.
But tell me, why are you panting?
I don't know. I thought I saw a mouse here.
Ma'am, I didn't say it. You said it yourself.
What?
Well, you've become delusional.
Oh.
Really?
No way. It's because I want to confront it that I've become like this.
How have you become, Mum?
What do you care? Go on about your business. Go on, get going already.
Right.
Hey,
all
hurry
right.
Up. Hey, it's as though you've got nothing better to do.
Shaboon, Shaboon, don't sulk. Please come, Shaboon.
Shadi, darling, are you looking for something?
Nothing.
Nothing?
My pen.
Who's the Shaboon that you're calling for?
Me?
Your pen is named Shaboon and it sulks too?
No.
Couldn't you come up with a better name for your pen?
Shaboon is good. It's just a bit old-fashioned, no?
Shaboon, sir, please don't sulk. What am I to do with you? There's something wrong with everyone in this house.
Oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? What am I going to say to Masa?
Come on already. Come on already. Come on already. Good luck to you. Take care.
Farzad?
Hello. How are you doing? Are you well?
What are you doing here?
I've come back.
Then why are you going outside?
Huh? No. It just looked like I was going outside, but in reality I was coming inside.
Oh, well, but your flight doesn't land for several
yes.
hours.
No, I mean, I missed you so much. So I went to the airport and I didn't have anything to do. So there was an earlier flight and they had empty seats. So I came back, but if you're upset, I can go back. How are you doing?
I'm fine. You asked 10 times. I'm fine.
Hello. Where are you going?
Me? Nothing. I was going to my parents.
Yeah.
Come inside.
Let's go inside.
Yes. Did you have a good
time?
Come
inside. I really missed you.
So many things.
It was nothing but work over there.
Oh, wow.
Well, yes.
They said on the news that after 40 years it was raining there for several days in a row.
A rain? There was rain, yes. You know, and there was even so much rain that I wasn't even able to see the southern sun at all, yes. Since I was in the conference the whole time, I...
So, how were you able to buy the souvenirs, Doctor?
It was really hard.
Is your phobia gone?
Yes, I think it is.
How was the conference? What did they say about your article?
Everything went really well. It was great. They really liked it, and they really thanked me for it. And anyhow, you should have been there. It's just that I had a really bad roommate, you see.
The conference and stuff isn't important, Dad. What's important is that he's not afraid to fly anymore.
You know, now that you're not afraid of flying and heights and all that, let's make some plans to go bungee jumping tomorrow.
Jumpy punching?
You know, where you jump off something that's 40 or 50 meters high.
Bungee jumping? People are really crazy. They give money so they can go and have a heart attack.
Really?
Oh, my goodness me. You mean suicide?
No way, man. They tie a rope around your waist first so that you don't hit the ground. And just like a yo-yo, you keep going up and down and up.
It's still crazy. It scares you to death.
But, Mom, it's really exciting.
Get out of here. What does that mean? And you have to pay them, too.
Yes, people pay money. People pay money. So they can have a bit of excitement in their lives. They're not like us. For them to get excited with a mouse and a free flight on an airplane.
Yes.
Charam, don't you ever do such things. I don't like it at all.
Mother dear, why are you saying that? Farzad, you weren't here to see what our mother's done these past few days. Right now, we've got a mother that not only isn't afraid of a mouse, even a tiger doesn't scare her.
Oh, that's really great. Congratulations, Mother.
I thought about the mouse so much that I drew a painting and looked at it so much that I see mice everywhere now.
Hey, boss, don't you want to go and get the souvenirs that I bought? I mean, you bought? Farzad, you really went to a lot of trouble.
Not at all.
It's very kind
no
of you.
Trouble.
We didn't want
it's
you to go to any
thank
trouble.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That one's mine. That one's mine. That one's mine.
No. This one's for Mr. Chubbenbush.
Well, thank you very much. It's very kind.
It's really nothing.
Oh, you changed it. That one's for Mom.
Mother dear, this is for you. It's just a little something.
The Barcelona jersey and shorts. Thank you.
I hope
very
that you
much.
Like it. I hope you like it.
Yes, well, I'm sure they'll like it. It's a matter of taste.
Mother dear, here you are. Mother dear.
Thank you very much,
You're
dear.
Welcome.
Oh, you shouldn't
Not
have taken
all.
The
Not at all. What trouble?
Get out of the way! I'll kill it!
Charam, don't kill it! What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Shadi?
Charam? What are you doing? Charam! Oh, please don't do anything to it!
Leave me alone!
Give it to me,
I'm
Charam!
I'm the one that caught it!
Give it! Charam!
Take it!
Give it!
Aren't you scared? It's a mouse!
It's a hamster.
I'll take the damn thing and kill it, Charam!
Everyone, just leave Shaboon alone.
This is the Shaboon that you kept calling?
I'll explain it to you.
Farzad! Farzad, come, my mum's fainted!
Oh.
Yes? Hello, how can I help you? He's not home, I'm his wife. All right, sure. Thank you very much.
Hello.
What happened?
Well, you see, his blood pressure has dropped. I gave him a serum. If he rests for half an hour, he'll be fine.
But why? You never had low blood pressure.
He went bungee jumping.
Come on, man. You don't need to tell everyone.
Good thing you didn't jump. He didn't even get to jump. He looked down from up there and both him and his blood pressure dropped.
Farzadja, they called from the office of the conference.
Oh, very well. I'll give them a call back. I have to quickly go to the clinic right
they
now.
They actually called to say that they were going to be sending you a letter.
Oh, that's very kind of them. Let them send it.
Farzad, is there anything you want to tell me? Where were you?
Oh, I already told you. His blood pressure dropped, so I went to give him a serum.
They called and said the conference has been moved to next week. They wanted to make arrangements for the ticket.
Look, Shiva, they called me and they said that because of problems with the weather, the flight to Kish had been cancelled, and I thought that you'd get upset, so I went and stayed with Sharam. I'll go and bring the blood pressure device so I can measure everyone's blood pressure. Maybe I'll just measure the blood pressure, just see if everyone's upset still.
When someone tries to change something that scares them, it means they want to change the situation. It means they're not willing to live with that fear anymore. Sometimes things that have been within our being all our lives require a lot of time for them to leave. We have to have patience and not become weary. A lot of the times, effort, even if it's not enough, is a lot more important than just sitting in a corner and staring at the fear.
با هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با